is subdivision 2021-23, Stillwater Harbor. Stillwater Harbor is on the agenda today for the purpose, only for the purpose of announcing the closing of the record.
Two things. One, because there was an item that we have to discuss before we close the record.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
No,
I forgot about that.
Recall that the record was held open for several reasons, for written comment, and then also for me to look at the easement, that Jackson Drain Lane easement that was part of the subdivision. And so I wanted to sort of give you an update on that. Jackson Drain Lane, as you know, is an easement that was created by a plot recorded in the Office of Recorded Deeds at plot book 54, page 100. And that's what's shown on the screen. That was actually exhibit 20 of the exhibit book. It was for the benefit of the various properties that were adjacent to Jackson Drain Lane or that the lane ran across. As I said, this is a marked up image. This is what appeared is as exhibit 20 of the applicant's exhibit book. The easement on its face describes who has the right to access it. That was highlighted on the easement. You can see the purple highlights at the top corner. And it was restated in a letter dated December 21, 2022 from Mary Schreider Fox, Esquire, which was also included in exhibit 20. And Jamie, if you want to just flip to the next page. So that's the language of the easement. Below that was the signature lines. I'm not going to read that to you all. It's in the record. It's up on the screen. But the express language of the easement states that it is for the benefit of, quote, these respective properties as shown on this plot, close quote, and that it is, quote, the common easement between the said properties owned by the undersigned owners, close quote. So if you could flip back to the easement. The property where Stillwater Harbor is proposed to be located is not, quote, shown on this plot, close quote. The easement plot stops above where parcel 79 and Stillwater Harbor begins. Actually, you can see in the middle of it, there's parcel 225 at the top and 22601 at the bottom. It doesn't show parcel 79.00, which is beneath all of that. Likewise, the easement was only signed by the owners of what is identified as parcel 226.01. At the time the easement was executed and recorded, the owners of parcel 79 were not one of the, quote, undersigned owners, close quote, executing the easement. Currently, parcel 226.01 and parcel 79.00 do not even have common ownership. So, Jamie, if you want to flip to the first, next one. So this is the property that's parcel 226.01 that is on the recorded easement plot. It is owned by an entity known as Millsboro Holding Company, LLC, which you can see on the right-hand side of the screen, which is from our assessment records. That parcel was part of the recorded plot. Parcel 79, if you want to go to the next one, Jamie. That's the subject of the subdivision. That's parcel 79.00. It is owned by Stillwater Harbor, LLC. That property was not one of the properties shown on the easement, and the owners at the time were not any of the people that signed off on that easement document. So if you actually want to flip it back to the prior one, no, that one, thanks. So the law on easements, I'm going to just give you a brief explanation of the law on these. When you look at whether a change of use, like what's proposed here, is a reasonable use of an easement, there's three primary elements that must be satisfied. The first element is whether the proposed use, which in this case is emergency access for Stillwater Harbor, is reasonably necessary for the convenient enjoyment of the dominant estate. In this case, the dominant estate, because it was a party to the easement, was parcel 226.01, which is shown on the screen. So this element about what's reasonably necessary for the convenient enjoyment of the dominant estate, that's actually broken down into four more like subparts, I guess. One of those things that, you know, you're supposed to look at is the easement's terms. Did the easement's terms contemplate additional properties like Stillwater Harbor being able to use it? And I would ask you just to recall the language of the easement. It is, quote, between the respective properties as shown on the plot, close quote, which showed only parcel 226.01, which is the one shown, and not parcel 79.00, where Stillwater is proposed. The language of the easement also confirms that it is, quote, between the said properties owned by the undersigned owners, close quote, which again included the owners of parcel 226.01, which is shown on the screen, and not the owners of parcel 79.00 at the time. The second subpart of that first element is looking at the purpose for which the easement was created. Is it, and basically that means, is it reasonable to conclude that the original purpose of this easement included access to a completely separate property subdivided into 123 lots? It may be reasonable to conclude that the subdivision of parcel 226.01 was a possibility, since it was a party to that easement agreement. But you all must also consider that parcel 226.01 is only 3.31 acres in size and could not itself have been subdivided into 123 lots. The third subpart of this first element is the nature and situation of the property that is the subject of the easement. And the fourth subpart of that first element is the easement's manner of use. And that sort of means how frequently or intensively has it been used in the past and who has been using it. And how does that compare with what is proposed? So that's the first element divided into four subparts. And the easements are complicated, but these are all things that you all need to consider. The second element is whether the development of Stillwater Harbor and the use of the easement for emergency purposes is a normal development of the dominant estate. Again, the dominant estate is 226.01 that's shown on the screens. Is it normal that 226.01 would become a pass-through for 123 lots? That's the question that needs to be asked. One thing you need to consider based on the record is, what does emergency access mean in this case? How regular will that occur? For instance, how often will River Road be inaccessible and require use of the easement to get in and out of the development? How intensive will that use be when it does occur? Who will actually be using the easement? And I'd ask you to recall the condition K of the proposed conditions provided by the applicant contemplates that it will not only be used and controlled by the local fire company, but also the HOA for the subdivision. The question here is whether vehicular access from the residential development of a separate and additional 52-acre property that was not part of the original easement is a normal development of parcel 226.01, again shown on the screen, which was part of the easement agreement. Then the third and final element is whether the easement's expansion will not cause unreasonable damage or interfere unreasonably with the enjoyment of other properties. Let me read that again because I sort of messed that up. Whether the easement's expansion will not cause unreasonable damage or interfere unreasonably with the enjoyment of the other properties. So that's another item that you'll need to consider based on the evidence that's in the record when you act on this application. So it's sort of complicated, but easements are, by their nature, complicated. So there's the law that applies to the easement plot that's in the record, and of course, the other information that's in the record. So with that basic summary, there's no action that needs to be taken. We're closing the record, as Mr. Wheatley stated. But that's just some information that we held the record open for that I wanted to present to you to consider in light of that recorded easement that's in the record.
Well, before we close the record, any commissioners have any questions or comments? Is it appropriate to
Sure. Yeah, yeah, there's no reason you can't ask me questions or discuss it.
I have a question. So you stated that the HOA in their conditions said that they would control. Then how would that, or could that possibly limit the people that have the easement if it was approved?
So, bear with me. It was condition K that said, it says the develop. I'm going to read the whole thing because it's somewhat lengthy, but it applies to the whole thing. The development shall have an emergency access to and from the development at a point along Jackson Drain Lane where Jackson Drain Lane intersects the site. This access shall be used for emergency purposes only and shall not be used for regular routine ingress and egress to the site by community residents. This emergency access shall be shown on the final site plan. The emergency access shall be noted as an emergency access on the site itself. The emergency access shall be secured by a gate with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access controlled by the community's homeowners association, the local fire company, and other emergency responders. So it states that the homeowners association.
So which then they could limit the access of the people that have the easement have been privy to this date, right? Because it's still going through the same way.
Well, I would think the gate would be located in a place where the others didn't need to
go through.
So I would presume the gate would be on parcel 226.01 where it itself had access to the easement.
Thank you.
Yeah, because they under no circumstances can they block or limit access to Jackson Drain Lane.
That would be the goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Comments? Just so it seems to me that original intent is an important consideration.
You can put it back on the first one.
Is that a fair statement? I think I heard those words a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I said original intent, but it's what the original terms of the easement provided.
Yeah, and your comments are in writing, and we can ponder them again at a later date.
I'll certainly circulate those. It's a legal opinion, so, yeah.
Put that in the record so that when we're reviewing, we can have that to look at.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Any other questions, comments?
And I'll limit it to what I stated on the record. I won't add anything.
Sure, yeah, thank you. Okay. All right, then, so we will now officially close the record for Stillwater Harbor. Thank you.